Welcome. Today, let's talk about your relationship with time. How are you investing your time? Do you feel like you have enough time? Are you always at a deficit of time? And what changes can you make to heal that deficit? Yesterday, I read such a beautiful piece of writing that really gets you thinking about how you come to time. The writer is Jess Davis, and she writes of her incredibly meaningful relationship with her grandmother. When Jess was young, if she needed to be picked up early from school, whether she was actually sick or totally faking it, her grandmother would get the call and always heal Jess with ice cream. Jess writes, quote, "If my grandmother were alive today and I played hooky from life, she would heartily laugh in my face while spooning some hot fudge into hers. In her not-so-sugar-coated way, she would demystify the adult, modern-day tummy aches by pointing out that they were mostly, if not all, self-imposed and how ridiculous she found it." In other words, we make ourselves sick because, as Jess's grandmother said, we're running around like chickens with our head cut off. It's exactly what the Hopi Indians say. They have a word in the Hopi language, Konyanaskatsi, which means a way of life so unbalanced that you need a new way. Why are we like this? Jess talks about something I'd never heard of before. It's called Parkinson's Law, and it means work expands to fill the time available for its completion, meaning that if you give yourself a week to complete a two-hour task, then psychologically speaking, the task will increase in complexity and become more daunting as to fill the whole week. It may not even fill the extra time with work, but just stress and tension about having to get it done. So how do we defeat or transcend Parkinson's Law? How do we get a handle on our relationship with time? There's really only one Instagram account that I read religiously. It's the writer Elizabeth Gilbert. Her Instagram posts are filled with freedom and loss and exploration and light. So Jess Davis's article spoke even more deeply to me when she shared a habit of Elizabeth Gilbert, who attests to the benefits of taking yourself out once a week to a cafe with a good book for some people watching, a coffee, and inspiration. It's exactly what one of my all-time favorite yoga teachers would always say when he put you into Shavasana. Nowhere to go, no one to be, nothing to do. Or as the band Fish sings in one of my all-time favorite songs, "Come waste your time with me." So take a moment to get a little more comfortable. In these meditations, can you step out of time so that every so often you feel totally free to just breathe and live and let your mind wander out of the matrix and into something wide and vast and open? As Jess Davis said, "When I was younger, I thought I most loved my grandmother because she gave me ice cream. Today I realized that I loved her most because she gave me time." Let's come to our centering thought. Nowhere to go, no one to be, nothing to do. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to step out of time. Quietly repeating, nowhere to go, no one to be, nothing to do. Nowhere to go, no one to be, nothing to do. If your attention wandered, nowhere to go, no one to be, nothing to do. Nowhere to go, no one to be, nothing to do. coming back to the moment. Your relationship with time. Busy, short, never enough. But what if you could, when you need to, when you want to, create a pocket of freedom where you have the incredible luxury to waste time, to take yourself out once a week to a cafe with a good book, for some people watching, a coffee, an inspiration. Or even better, for just one sacred moment each day, like the one we share in meditation. Nowhere to go, no one to be, nothing to do. See you tomorrow. Peace.
Don't wanna be an actor, pretending on the stage. With my thoughts out on the page. Don't wanna be a painter, 'cause everyone comes to look. Don't wanna be anything when my life's an open book. A dream, it's true, but I'd see. I could be wasting my time with you. Don't wanna be a farmer working in the sun. Don't wanna be an outlaw always on the run. Don't wanna be a climber reaching for the top. Don't wanna be anything where I don't know when to stop. A dream, it's true, but I'd see it through. If I could be so found inside your head. Don't believe what you might have read. You'll see.